Has everyone on the show had a fake ID before?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
No.
No?
I haven't either, but.
No? I didn't need one.
Okay.
My mom bought it for me.
Yeah, but you got to get into bars and stuff like that.
No, I don't want to pay. I'd rather have my mom buy it and drink at home for free.
All right.
There you go. Yeah. Matt's always been more responsible.
Yeah, I'm going to save money, bro.
We all live differently, don't we?
Yes, we do. Well, a Philadelphia bar, I love this. It's called Dirty Frank's.
Not Dirty Frank's.
You know that's a fun place.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Somebody attempted to use a fake ID featuring a picture of Benjamin Franklin. And apparently it was the last straw for this bar because they've been getting a lot of these fake IDs.
Oh.
And so now they've raised the minimum age to even come into the bar to 25.
Oh, my gosh.
It says it's happening way too much.
I guess if you're
You would think it's discrimination, but a lot of bars have done that and never had a problem.
Okay.
I will say this. When I was in college, I got a fake ID when I was 18, but I looked so, so young then. You know, I was only 75 pounds in high school. It was Mike Santos. That was the name.
Mike Santos.
He was Hispanic. And what?
Nothing.
Started your journey of being bilingual.
As soon as I got to the door,
I got
to
get on Bumble.
I said, hola, to head of security. No, but Mike Santos, who gave me his fake ID, which is an older one, it was a duplicate or something, and he walked in, and I didn't think about it. I walked in right after him.
Oh, you gotta space that out.
And it was like, I didn't think they were really looking at it. It was like Mike Santos, and then the next person, Mike Santos.
Oh, that was stupid.
So, yeah, I know, Katie. And I was so mad, he took the ID away.
No.
I was like, come on, this is the worst ever. All my friends are in there. Fraternity brothers are in there. So lucky me, the owner of the nightclub was in my fraternity, ATO, from a while back. He went and got the ID and gave it to me.
Oh, that's nice. And he saved the day.
Then I end up being the DJ / manager at that club. And that guy's boss.
Oh,
you know how I roll. I made it my mission to get
him. That's the least surprising thing I've ever heard. Guy takes your fake ID and you're like, I'm going to be your boss.
Yeah.
And that's actually how I got into radio, believe it or not, because we used to have the radio station come to the club and it got super busy. It got ranked by Playboy magazine as one of the top 10 college bars in the country.
What was the name of it?
4400 Club.
Oh, okay.
In Norfolk.
Jason's the only person I know that falls up.
Yes.
Anyone else? That's right. Katie and I, or even Matt, could do something very minor and it turns into the biggest deal ever.
Sure.
Jason, this dude could do something major and gets promoted.
Yeah. Not only got
that's
promoted,
so true.
Gets to be the boss.
The boss.
Right.
The boss.
Yep.
Of everyone.
Yeah. So this fake Pennsylvania ID used a photo of Benjamin Franklin as seen, as you know, the $100 bill. The age listed was 24.
Uh-huh.
The address was Liberty Bell. And this person wasn't even trying, really, at this point. But here's the bar owners, or one of the people from the bar saying, we can't be doing this.
That's the day that we're like, we're done. I have to preserve the bar. Mm-hmm. I have to preserve my license.
Mm. They don't know how to drink. They drink way too much. They throw up on the floor.
Yeah.
They yell. They scream.
They yell, ATO!
That's right.
You're right. What do you say?
Avatar Omega. We would go, we would be in the bar.
Oh,
and
we're
all
about to live a memory.
Here we go.
All right.
You missed out, Katie.
Oh,
and you
I'm
did
sure.
too. And Matt probably understands. We would dominate the bar. Don't look at us or you're going to get it. And one of the ATOs who was typically tipsy during maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, you would hear from somewhere in the distance, oh, that's the brother. He started doing that. Oh, and that was cue for all of us to go, oh, and find him and put our hands together in a circle. All of us. Oh, Roo-Rah Rega, Avatar Omega, Ray-Rah Ro, ATO. Yay!
We don't get no hosts.
All right. And every female exits.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I feel unsafe.
Why are you cringing?
Because it is the
it's
most cringy.
Cringe
it is
thing
not. It was
yes,
awesome.
If you saw it now, maybe because you had the experience, dudes holding hands, screaming in the middle of a bar.
We had all our hands on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Even
it's like breaking a huddle.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly, Matt.
Yeah. Except for you're not on a field anywhere. You're in a bar where people are trying to enjoy a drink.
It's about team building and camaraderie. Are you against that?
See? Yes, I am.
You
in
pressure
my
us
space.
To do that constantly.
In my space.
Matt knows because he was in a fraternity too.
I do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the one person, Matt, who does not participate in any of the team building is the person who says it's cool.
His team has been built.
He held hands long ago and screamed in bars.
Right. He's like, I've done my team building.
We dominated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just for the record, Katie, yeah, maybe the normal girl left the bar like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
But our sister sorority didn't.
I think they're obligated to stay, right? Yeah. Don't they have
contractually
to?
Obligated.
They really bylaws. Said they liked it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then that's the different seasons.
Yeah.
You do that now, and people throw you out of the bar.
In 1 second.
A bunch of 30 or 40-year-old dudes holding hands, screaming.
You are a public disturbance.
Hold my hand, man. Steve, get over here. Hold my hand. Jared, where are you? I'm like, what?
We can all do it. It's on the distance.
ATO. We ain't got no hose. All right.
I know you like it, Katie.
I don't. I don't at all.
You'd be sucked in like a tractor beam.
Here we are.